But I mean, your boys are a bit rusty, obviously, haven't played for two or three weeks, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that, and I thought we can take a lot of positives out of the game. You know, you're saying we were rusty. I thought it was a very, very good tactical game of football. I thought, particularly in the first half, our shape was very good. I thought we thwarted a team that's very certainly in form, that's got good quality and depth right throughout their squad and can cause teams problems. And I thought that we thwarted that. Second half, I thought the game opened up a wee bit more in terms of... I thought we actually looked good in terms of the way that we broke at pace and the opportunities that we created and failed to take. That was the disappointing part. Mm. And like anything that changes games, you know, the goals that we conceded in the second half, set plays, you know, it's always a concern when you lose goals, you know, as cheaply as that. And, you know, when you look back and you identify that, you know, set plays comes down to one thing, you know, a duel between you and somebody else and who wants it the most. You know, you can talk about blocking and, you know, and that's why defenders are, you know, unique in a sense that they get themselves into a position where they try and overturn that to make it favourable for them. And that's something that we've got to work hard on. So, yes, I'm very disappointed not to take nothing for the game. Yeah, it's been a difficult situation the last couple of weeks for us. But, you know, to every one of the players out there, you know, I can only commend them for how they stuck at the task, even at 3-0 down and still looking to try and get something from the game. And I thought that we had, you know, a good bulky opportunities there, and the disappointing part that through good defending from Falkirk, but also, you know, opportunities that we could have done better ourselves, you know. And so, as I said there, it's good to get back playing. That's the most important thing. That was the most important thing. At 3-0, you would have seen me making big changes in terms of making 5 subs today. I think that was important in terms of where we've been for players' levels, but also an opportunity to get guys that perhaps haven't had minutes over the last 3 weeks also. So that was a big thing. So, you know, it gives us something to build upon for next week.
Was the good Willie offside a big moment for you?
I was fractioning it. If he's right, it's a great call by the official. So it is. But I thought, you know, he timing his movement, it looked perfectly good for us. So it does. But he's got a better position than us. I was a wee bit flingy. I thought in the first 5 minutes over the far side there, I thought a big, big shout. And you can sometimes, I didn't get a great view at it, but you can tell by the reaction of your own group.
Oh, it's a handball.
And for the handball, you know, and... That would be a keen one for me to look back on. The one going through with Christoph, the boy's no reason to go down. Neither he does. You know, they're adamant that there is contact. I did hear something, you know, whether it was a... sounded as if somebody had clipped his boot. But as I said there, you know, sometimes these things go for you and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.